The craft of quilting, a social art form. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are. A production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Joanne Alberta. I'm from Sioux Center, Iowa, and for many years I taught art at Dort College. I retired about 5 years ago and am quilting. It must have been sometime in the late 80s when a group of women approached me and wanted to start a quilt guild. And I did a lot of sewing. I sewed all my own clothes. And so that appealed to me. I knew a little bit about quilts, but not that much. And I was going to summer school at the University of Minnesota. And it was interesting because it was considered an art form there. And we made our own blocks. Because I had just joined this quilt guild, I thought that would be a good course for me to take. So I did. And that really grabbed my attention, and I've been hooked ever since. When the quilt guild started, it was more a personal thing, because I think all of us, in a way, had to learn how to do this. And then I would say for most of us at the beginning, we were making quilts for our children, for our relatives, for guilds. I really can't remember. I think the first example of working for some charity was through the sheriff's office. And he spoke to us once and about the need for something for them when they run into a domestic abuse case. Then it's difficult for them because they have things get pretty rough, and it's hard on children. And so they wanted something that they could go back there and give those children so that the children would have a different view of the law enforcement agency. And so that's how that got started. We started doing it for the sheriff. Then several times we had kind of an abundance of quilts, more than we needed. And so just we'll hear from different people once in a while. They would like a few quilts for this or that. We always give them that. And one time, one of the members of the sheriff's department went to Africa. And there was a group of law enforcement officials that went there, and they talked to several different African groups about security issues, you know, how to do that. But he carried two suitcases full of quilts with him and brought them to an orphanage there. And these children used these quilts to sleep on. They weren't large. They didn't want large quilts because these were small children. And so he could take, I think, 30 or 40 quilts with him on that trip. As a group, and the group is important, we support each other. And we get to know each other really well because we're together quite often. We meet twice a month, which is unusual for a quilt guild. Several years ago, I was at a symposium, an art quilt symposium, and Paul Smith spoke to us. Paul Smith was a curator of the American Craft Museum for over 30 years. He's traveled all over the United States. Now, these women were complaining because they were finding it so hard to break into the art world. And one of the things he talked about in his speech was, I don't really know why you want to do that so badly, because he said, my experience with the craft world has been so wonderful. He said, no one is worried that somebody is going to steal their idea, because to steal someone's idea means you have to work for 30 years to learn how to do it. And he talked about the camaraderie between craftspeople, how they share their ideas, how the field grows and changes because no one is so protective of their own space. And that was a good thing for me to hear. Craft world just reaches out to everybody. It's a much more vibrant, healthy way of approaching the arts and using the arts to enhance the way we live. And I like that.
Joanne Alberta of Sioux Center and a member of the Sioux Prairie Quilt Guild. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folklife Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.